Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Take It Back Thursday, and if there's anything that you think that we should take back, me, I'm Drew Garabo, Seth, SBK, even John, if we said something to you, about you, near you, that you think that we should take back, walk back, apologize for, this is your golden opportunity. I was thinking last night, I'm like, well, we'll probably do Take It Back Thursday. What if the girl calls who called yesterday about the whole, women should be at home?
Yes.
I listened back to it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I don't know that there's anything I need to take back. The tone of the conversation certainly became elevated, and if I could do it over again, I might have handled it a little differently.
Her tone or your tone?
My tone.
Okay.
And hers. But she's not a professional radio person. I am, so it's incumbent upon me to change that. So if I could do it all over again, I probably would have tweaked it a little differently from my perspective.
Are you just saying it because that one guy said he's never listening to this whole radio station again because you yelled at that lady?
I'm not only saying it because of that, but that factored into it.
My thing is, you, at the core, you want it better for her.
Right.
You wanted more for her, and you were frustrated because she didn't seem to... She was, like, speaking against her own best interests.
On International Women's Day.
Right.
Which I found so insane. But there's a way to express how insane you find that without telling her that she should never speak to adult human beings.
Never have kids.
Well, that I'll stand by.
Oh.
I mean, I will still fund her tubal ligation should she choose one.
Do you think that it somehow affected you personally because of the experiences you go through and the fact that you are a somewhat of a single father at this point?
Somewhat of a single father.
Single father.
Walk that back.
Do you think that that influenced why you got as riled up as you did?
Well, I'm sure I see everything through that that perspective, but no, that wasn't the consciously like, oh man, it was just that on International Women's Day, women should be encouraged to be out in the workforce, and there's no more reason that a woman should stay home than a man. There's just a way you can have that discussion with someone.
But doesn't a woman have the right to feel that way?
Sure.
If she wants to?
Yes. But she should be insulted if she does. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. By the way, local raw honey. Local raw honey.
I think for the sake of this show, for what we do for a living, having a caller like that, we couldn't ask for anything better.
I agree.
So that's how I look at it. If someone calls up with a crazy opinion, I just want to keep them on the phone as long as possible. It's not about who's right and who's wrong.
Right.
That person is saying crazy things. I want them to say more crazy things so people keep listening and reacting.
Me too. And I never want to seem like I'm trying to silence someone like that or discourage them from calling in. However, at times my reaction will be genuinely angry with her for thinking that way. And it's difficult sometimes to take that step back and go, okay, I'm mad at this lady, but let's hear her out.
We're in the crazy business. So if you keep responding like that, you're going to run away the crazies, and then we're just going to have normal people call it.
I don't want that. Ugh. Oh, if we had only normies calling in? No, yeah, no.
We want more crazy.
Definitely. We need to encourage the crazy. So maybe I would walk back some of the personally insulting things that I said on Take It Back Thursday.
She was a great sport about it, though.
That was my saving grace. When she hung up, she even giggled and said, love talking to you guys.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is so interesting that an adult male would take it so personally that he would say he's never listening not just to the show, but to the station again. But hey, you live your life, bro.
Which basically means she was unfazed by what happened on the air.
Correct.
Like
walked away from it going, yep, I know what I was getting into.
And she was just as crazy today as she was yesterday.
And I hope she calls back in today.
And that was the highlight of the show until we had the duck bit towards the end of it.
I have never experienced anything like that duck thing.
Yeah, I think it's a shame what y'all did to that duck.
I didn't get a chance to tell you, when I was on the treadmill this morning at UFIT, a guy walks by and he says, I can't believe what you did to that duck for $12.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I think that's the new, the $12 duck is the new LOD.
If you like the show and you don't feel the need to say LOD, just tell one of us 12 buck duck if you see us out in public.
I can't believe you guys just casually, oh, yeah, there's a duck lady here. Give her the duck.
Yeah, don't say you guys. That was all on John.
And just so people know, if they're just started listening to the show, there was a duck in our parking lot. It had been there for a couple of days. We all started becoming very worried about the duck because he was just chilling under cars. We thought it might be a lady duck who was trying to lay eggs. And then we called several people, and one lady came and picked it up. And after she picked it up, she demanded $12 from John.
And he gave it to her to take our duck away.
Yeah, she's a volunteer.
A volunteer.
Who hit him up for 12 bucks.
Who ate some foie gras last
night.
So let's take some calls, but I do have the duck. If you missed Duckgate 2017, I do have the audio for you. I'd love for you to hear it because it's truly one of the finer examples of making something out of nothing.
I did the right thing.
I don't know that you did. Did you see the new development today?
I saw there was another duck. Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
Just asking you, did you see the new development today?
Yeah.
And you still think you did the right thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, imagine what this duck's life is going to be like on a farm with other ducks, other animals, children frolicking.
You have any pictures of this farm?
Yeah, where's that farm in your mind?
I will be visiting soon.
Yeah. That farm's on somebody's stove.
Mary wouldn't do that.
No, she would.
Her name was Mary.
We don't know anything about her. You just sold her a duck for 12 bucks. Sarah, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, how are y'all doing? I'm doing good. Thank you.
Give me a chance to answer. I'm fine. Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, wonderful.
Cool. What's up?
I was just calling because I'm the Sarah that had the angry tweet yesterday when that insane lady called.
Well, I have to say, you're not the only lady who had angry tweets when she called. I had a litany of angry tweets lighting this lady up for her opinions.
I think I sent like 5.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if everybody else was sending that many. But after kind of thinking about it last night, I'm still appalled about her opinion and kind of setting the whole women's right movement back a few, it seemed.
Are you about to take something back for Take It Back Thursday?
Kind of, sort of.
I am so sorry for that outburst.
Great.
Maybe it's time to take it back.
It's awesome.
It's Take It Back Thursday.
We never have anybody on Twitter who listens wanting to take things back.
I don't think this is how it works.
We're a fluid show. I don't want to deny Sarah her right to take something back. Sarah, you did tweet 22 hours ago, and I question your language here, you filthy animal. Gosh.
That's why I'm calling today.
Here's her tweet. Gosh, sorry for such angry tweets. Whoa. Dial it back there, lady. Usually I'm all about peace and love and happiness. That struck a nerve at Drew on the Radio. Hashtag DGL. So what would you like to say to the young lady?
I would like to say my anger still stands, but I'm sorry that I stooped to her level and said biatch, and her opinion sucked. Because she's entitled to her opinion.
All right. Well, good. Look at you. We're working towards next year's International Women's Day when women can uplift each other.
But I had another comment kind of towards, the same subject. I saw a news article about Anne Hathaway talking about how parents should be paid to take leave for their kids. Kind of like in Canada, you can take off like 6 months or whatever to take care of your kid, and they're paid for it. And the same way in Sweden.
Sure.
So maybe, that angry lady yesterday, or actually I was the angry one, she was the crazy one, but maybe if we had something similar to that in the United States, maybe she's going somewhere with that.
All right.
Not taking traditional roles back, but kind of, encourage the government to help us stay at home with our kids longer.
All right. Hey, look, had she said that in such a wonderful way, there would have been no issue. But then again, we wouldn't have had her compelling phone call. So things unfolded they did, and I will not allow you to take that back. I'm sorry. You're going to have to stand by your angry tweets, Sarah.
That's the thing about crazy.
Okay, fine.
You're a sweetheart.
Crazy's not going to come out the way you want it to come out.
Right.
Crazy, it cannot be controlled.
That's why it's crazy.
Yes, it is.
And we are in the crazy business, as SBK said.
But you can say, baby.
Danielle, did you wish to take part in Take It Back Thursday?
Yes, I did.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me get the alternate intro for Take It Back Thursday.
Take It Back.
Tampa Tony.
Oh, snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
All right, Danielle, who is the target of your Take It Back Thursday phone call?
You are.
All right, here we go. Rolling up the sleeves. Let's do it. What did I do?
Okay, well, this was honestly maybe like 2 weeks ago, something like that. I called in and I forgot what you guys were talking about. It was something explicit, and I didn't understand what was going on.
Okay.
And as soon as I got on the air, I said, well, what? I don't understand what you're talking about. And you immediately hung up on me, and you're like, you're way too young to be on the radio station. I'm definitely not way too young to be on the radio station.
Does this ring a bell to you guys?
So you called about something we weren't talking about, and then Drew cut you loose?
Yeah, he hung up on me, and then he said I sounded like a little kid or a little girl.
Was this the 12-year-old that kept calling back the other day?
I was wondering the same thing.
No. Okay. No.
Well, what did we miss out on by Drew hanging up on you that day?
What did y'all miss out on?
Yeah, like what were you? You don't even remember what you were calling about.
Okay, you guys were talking about some sort of like weird sexual thing that somebody on the radio station was into, and y'all were having this big discussion about it, and I had no idea what you're talking about. Like, whatever episode that was, I must have missed it. So I was trying to call in and figure out exactly what you guys were talking about, and then you just hung up on me. You're just like, no.
Okay, it's that button right there. Yeah, that wasn't me, sweetheart. I didn't hang up on you. That was Seth. Seth just, for the very first time since I've been working with him.
Oh, wow.
Seth walked around the board, physically hung up on a caller.
Man, gotta save the show.
I've never seen that happen before.
So assertive.
So was that a kid or not? Sounded like a kid.
I think she was upset because she just called up seeking knowledge.
This is the second time in a row she's called about nothing.
That is true.
You gotta bring something to the table. We'll talk to you all day if you're bringing something to the table.
If your call is, hey, I don't understand what you guys are talking about, and that's the first, I don't know, lady. I don't remember your call. I remember most calls. I'm sorry that you felt you got short shrift.
She didn't understand what we were talking about that day, and we don't understand what she's talking about right now.
Right.
That's not a recipe for good radio.
Sorry, lady. I think you have a delightful voice. One day,
call back in 2 weeks and I'll take that back.
but then have something to say and we won't have to hang up on you again. You sound lovely. Thank you very much for listening to the show and trying to participate and take it back Thursday. 727-579-1025.
And you know, I don't think that you should ever have to apologize for moving the show along. You know, that's your job. You can't always say thank you for calling goodbye. You have to be quick sometimes with the phone.
True. But let me play the devil's advocate here, okay? The people who call us, they don't know that. They're just calling up to go, man, I've been listening to the show for a while. Finally, something got me to call. I don't know what this freaky sex stuff is they're talking about. Could be the sex club. Could be the swing-in. Could be John's desire to have things put you nowhere.
That's yours.
Whatever. And so she calls up. She's like, man, I got to find out what they're talking about. And all of a sudden, here's a mean guy on the radio going, so did your mommy and daddy know that you called, you stupid little diaper-wearing snot?
Well, see, look, when you decide to call, there's no guarantee that it's going to go the way you want it to go.
True that.
And once you're on the stage, you know, you may be a part of the joke.
That is true. You sit in the first row of the comedy club, they might make fun of you.
You want it front row.
Right. So I apologize that we don't always have the luxury of social graces to say thank you very much for calling and move on, but that happens.
But it's bigger than you. Not you, the caller.
Right, bigger than
you. Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Right, sure. It's in the interest of the hundreds of thousands of people listening, not necessarily the pleasantries of one person on the phone.
And if we have to sacrifice a caller for the greater good of everyone listening,
it's what we do.
It's what we do.
We're in the crazy business. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. So far, I would say Take It Back Thursday is going fantastic.
Sweet Maria.
Two swings and misses. Matt, are you calling for Take It Back Thursday?
Yes, I'm calling for Take It Back Thursday.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Take it back home. Take it back home. Oh, snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Back your neck and your back. Back.
What happened, Matt?
It's probably about 2 years ago. I called up. I was kind of new to the scene, and I kept hearing LOD, LOD, and I called up the In Your Face with Drew Garabo at the time, and I said, hey, what's this LOD? And you went to explain, and that was it. I never heard from you.
Did you want me to call you? What do you mean you never heard from me?
I never found out. Fortunately, I did find out what it meant, time went on, but... But it was he hung up on me, and I was sitting there looking at my phone, puzzled. And
I almost feel like I remember this guy from listening.
From 2 years ago.
I mean, it sticks out to
He's
me.
He's the only guy who ever asked what LOD was.
And then you just hung up on him.
That's what I would do to anybody who would ask what LOD was.
Does that happen often?
The rule of it did. The first rule of LOD is you don't tell anybody on the air what LOD means. It's Legion of Drew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I'm going to hang up on you. Just to give you forewarning here, I am going to hang up on
Let's all say goodbye first, though.
Just yeah,
bye, right. Matt.
Okay. Yeah, good day, man. All right, Matt, take it easy, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
All right,
have
Matt,
a great
safe.
Day.
Matt, see you, buddy.
You too, man. Thank
all right.
you.
Have
all
a great
right.
day.
Safe travels, Matt.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Matt.
You the man.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.
You hang up. Love you more. Oh, rude dick.
Good Lord.
What are you, a young boy or something? 727-579-1025. What's up, Chris? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew, what's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing.
Just to let you know, I was 8 years old, living in California, got stung 120 times by a hornet.
Jeez.
That is horrible. How did you even go on with your life?
I took a bath in vinegar and was rushed to the hospital by ambulance.
Who counted the stings?
The hospital did.
Damn. Oh, yeah, they got
to
pluck them all
out. They had to clean every one of them and look at them all to make sure nothing was seriously done.
Where was because with 120 stings, that's a lot. What was the most painful part of your body that got stung?
Please the lips.
Oh.
Which ones?
Oh, that makes sense.
Top one. Not the bottom.
I know.
They're attracted to your breath.
You don't have bottom. Well, they are?
Yeah.
Hornets?
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah,
all
bees.
Of them.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
They yeah.
Yeah, because if you're in the water and you like just have your lips above, you go, woo. Oh, damn.
I had 31 of them just on the head. The ears, the nose, the mouth.
Which head? That is brutal, my man. I'm sorry that happened to you. Do you have a bee phobia now? Like when you see stinging insects, do you kind of freak out a little bit? I would.
I don't, but I am definitely allergic to them now.
Oh, so you weren't allergic before, but all that venom got made you allergic, huh?
Yes, sir. I get stung now. I blew up like a balloon and got to be rushed to the hospital.
Man, I'm surprised you didn't turn into a superhero.
Bee man? Hornet man. I'm the brown hornet.
That would have been nice.
I'm very sorry that happened to you, but congratulations on your perseverance. Everybody want to say goodbye to this guy. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, bye. Great day.
Easy, guys. Bye.
Miss you. Your mama said hey.
Deuces.
I'm glad you survived, unlike Macaulay Culkin and My Girl.
I was halfway through that movie this morning.
Oh, man.
That was horrible.
So sorry. Those bees, right? Wasps? I saw him kicking a hive.
I only saw that movie once, and it was on VHS a long time ago. He was in love with a girl at a camp or something like that?
No. I think they lived in the neighborhood together. Oh. Yeah. And they had My Girl, too, as well.
What? There was a sequel to My Girl?
You're damn right there was.
Was Kieran Culkin in it, or was McCulkey in it?
Neither one of them.
They didn't have a Culkin.
They didn't need one.
That movie didn't need a sequel.
But the sequel needed a Culkin. So there was a sequel to My... Who was in My Girl 2?
I think the same people.
Dan Aykroyd. I remember that. It was a zombie movie.
He came back from the dead. My Girl 2, 1994 coming-of-age drama. It had, Anna Chlumsky from the first one, Dan Aykroyd, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, wonder if the bee stung her on her... her wiener.
That's what happened.
727-579-1025. Oh, the guy hung up who said I called him limp dick.
No.
I probably did. Trey, are you calling for Take It Back Thursday?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, the music is still playing. I won't play the intro again. Who are you calling to take what back from?
I am calling because I tweeted something at Kevin this morning that I'd like to take back.
Oh, no. Why would you tweet something to Kevin
this
morning?
Tell me if I overreacted to this.
All right. What happened? Trey.
I think he knows what I'm talking about. He said, this morning I said he tweeted something about National Kidney Day World Kidney Day.
Sure.
And I said, since it's World Kidney Day, is it also Day Without Kidneys? Just like Women's Day yesterday. And he said, that would be called death. Glad you find this funny. And I tried to apologize on Twitter, and he hasn't responded. So I just wanted to call in and set the mood a little easier.
Why'd you tweet that in the first place?
I thought it would be funny.
Exactly. You find that funny?
You think joking with a guy, just so we're on the same page here, and I'm not gonna call you names, Trey, and I don't want you to get defensive.
He's here to take it back, but I can't side with him either.
Okay. Tell me what's funny, and I'm asking sincerely, tell me what's funny on National Kidney Day, a good friend of ours and a guy on our show is fighting for his life because of his kidneys. How does that get skewed into the world of funny? Like, what's funny about a day without kidneys to a guy who every day has to augment his diet and fight for his life?
It's not. I actually didn't realize how severe it was. However, I looked back on his Twitter and realized it later. I was just trying to make a connection between yesterday being the day without women and today, So I do take it back, Kevin, if it means anything.
I I didn't really know how to respond to you because I didn't know how. I didn't know if you were going for a joke. I didn't know what was going on.
I wouldn't have. I would have probably responded the same way Kevin did, to be honest with you. Actually, I take that back. I would have unloaded on you probably a lot worse rather than saying, you know, what Kevin did, which is true. If you want to take it back, sure, you're allowed to. You're allowed to take it back. Do you normally dwell in that world of comedy? Is that you, like the irreverent? Something's involving death, so I'm gonna tweet about that, or is that just an anomaly for you?
I'm not known for making lighthearted jokes. I'm usually known for, you know, in my friend group and whatnot, for making pretty risque jokes. And you know, sometimes you take it too far and you gotta, you know, take
I
it
wonder,
back.
Man, if we could get your friends on the phone, that'd be so awesome, but I get the feeling they're imaginary. Your friends probably think poorly of you behind your back because of what you consider funny. I don't know that to be true. I just know there's a guy like you in a lot of different crowds who thinks that he's got to walk all over the line and trample all over to make a joke about something that most people wouldn't find funny. Not telling you how to live your life or anything, bruh, but that's no way to live your life.
I mean, I'm not purposely trying to go over the line. Sometimes I just do. It's not hard to go over the line for me, and I find myself that I do on occasion. So
how does it make you feel when you do? How do you feel right now? Like how do you feel?
Well, I feel that based on the severity of the situation, that Kevin feels bad about something that I tweeted, and it makes me feel bad that someone else feels bad. I didn't feel bad when I tweeted it, and if I knew that nobody got hurt and nobody felt bad because of it, then I think it would be fine. But
well, I don't feel bad because of what you tweeted. I feel bad because I have stage 4 kidney disease. I just didn't find it funny, and you know, hey man, you know, do your thing.
Yeah, by the way, none of us really find it funny. We don't deal with the same thing Kevin does, so we're not viewing it through the same thing, but it's just not funny. Like, the things that you joke about, there are probably people who deal with serious issues who would hear those quote-unquote jokes that you make and sincerely have their feelings hurt, or you'd bring their day down at the very least.
The only thing I would say to you, you said that you realized the severity of the situation. Not just for me, but for everyone that's suffering from kidney disease, it was just as bad before you found out the severity of my situation. That's all
okay,
I'll say.
I'll agree with you there. My apologies.
Do you make fun of the mentally disabled just out of curiosity?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, okay. I don't think you are kidding. No,
actually, you know what? There, you'd be surprised at the type of jokes people make behind closed doors. And
I'm not talking about people, my friend. I'm talking about you.
I'm sure I have in the past. Yeah, nothing that I can remember, nothing recently, but absolutely, sure. I have before. Yeah.
So it's funny when like someone suffers from cerebral palsy or Down syndrome or even multiple sclerosis or spina bifida or something like that. That is something that an able-bodied person like you can look at that person and go, man, that guy is funny because he's got something wrong with his brain.
No, I think there are people in that. Do make fun of people for things like that and not in a
this guy's really you know what buddy I'm gonna let you off the hook man I'm sorry I can tell you're in over your head.
I think he called to take it back, but then you're asking him what else he makes fun of, and he's being honest.
Right.
So
yeah, listen, you know you're a horrible person, so I don't feel the need to like nail you to the cross anymore. Like, you're aware of it. At least you're a little bit more self-aware.
Can we give him some credit for realizing that he said something stupid to Kevin?
Oh, I forgive him. I'm not upset.
Yeah, yeah, and I admire. I respect, I acknowledge your self-awareness to know that you tried to make something funny that wasn't funny, that hit someone who deals with something the wrong way, but I'd ask you to tweak your life a little bit, but you're probably just going to keep on doing what you do, and God bless America. We all have the right to be who we are, even if those people are morally bankrupt scumbags. Not that you are, but there are people who are, like you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks.
Well, enjoy your day, man.
All right, you do the very same thing. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Let me take this one to soften the mood a little bit.
Woo.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dickface. How you doing?
Ah, you got me again.
That's what he's calling for, to take it back, because I called him a dickface. Hold on one second. I'll play the intro.
I am so sorry for that outburst.
Maybe it's time to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Now, when I called you that the first time, did you feel that there was sincerity behind it, or was there the same kind of playful hue that I just gave you?
I'm not really sure if it was playful or not. This was back in the in-your-face days. So, I called, and I was new to the station, and then I was asking what the LOD was, and I was trying to figure it out, and then you asked, and then I answered, and you called me a dick face. So, is LOD's nuts in your mouth still a good answer for you?
That was redemption for him, Garabo.
He's been waiting 2 years.
Wow.
Let me give you a little help here, guy. The way you could have won that outright is to go, yeah, and you know, that really hurt me because we have a mutual friend. And I would have said, well, who's our mutual friend? And you would have said, oh, Daryl, but we call him D. And I would have said, oh, I don't know a D. And you would have said, do you know D's nuts? Then I would have said, man, you got me.
Just take your L, Garabo. He curb stomped you.
No, he did not. He went to curb stomp me, missed my head, twisted his ankle, rolled over, and then I farted right in his face.
Your double dick face doesn't trump him dropping the D's nuts joke on you.
That was no D's nuts joke. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. All right, Aaron, take us to break. What's up?
Hey, so Take It Back Thursday for the guy that you're being a hard ass on, man. Mm-hmm. Dark humor is awesome. Mm-hmm. Jokes are jokes. So you made a career out of having opinions that were a little on the darker side or extremely opinionated.
Are you talking to Drew or are you talking to me? The bad Drew, joke Drew, was direct. No, oh, okay. Oh, well, no. Excuse me.
So what are you saying? I'm a professional and you're an amateur. There's a reason people pay me for it because I have a moral compass, and there's a reason nobody pays you or that guy for it because you don't.
Well, it's not about whether you're getting paid.
Oh, no, it is.
It has nothing to do with that.
Sure it is.
But the humor that people repeat, it has a lot to do with people who are paid. There are a lot of comics out there that have extremely dark senses of humor and do get paid for it. So are they wrong for it?
Let me jump in the middle. So you're calling up to say it's okay that that guy is making fun of what Kevin's going through with his kidney issues?
It's okay to make fun of anything as long as it's with the intention of a joke. If you're trying to actually hurt someone's feelings, you're an a-hole.
Well, no, you're an a-hole.
Where's the humor in the attempt of the joke?
Right.
Where was the humor? Do you see any humor in it?
Like, your mom's dying. Okay, Aaron, is your mom still alive?
No, but she does have AIDS, so go for it.
She's not alive, but she does have AIDS.
Huh. I make AIDS jokes all the time. People are like, oh, hi, you know, I got with your mom. I'm like, you should probably go to a free clinic.
What do you do for a living?
I call a customer service rep for an figures.
AT&T contract. So if you had AIDS or if your mom really did have AIDS, would you find that type of humor funny then?
Oh, she actually does have it, and I find it all funny, absolutely. I didn't find out until about 7 years ago that she has it, and I was extremely PO'd because, you know, 22, you think that you'd want that your mom would tell you before then, but...
Anybody believe that this guy's mom really has AIDS?
I don't believe
it. Me either. But listen, man, it takes all kinds of people in this world, and you're one of them.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, appreciate you listening. Hope it breaks up the mundaneness or mundanity or whatever you say of that customer service job.
I'll leave you with this, Drew. Sometimes dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it.
Okay. 727-579-1025.
I like how a caller calls up to tell you, Drew, that it's okay for me to be offended for something that was said to me.
That's right.
That's great.
I can't believe any of this stuff that happened in the first segment is real. I feel like people are saying, they're sitting in the car with their friends going, hey, watch this bit I'm about to get on the radio and mess with everybody. I can't believe anyone truly feels that way.
I'm going to tell myself that so I can sleep better tonight, that I've given a forum for people like that to express themselves.
So I guess the punchline is if I'm dead. That's the ultimate punchline.
Right. Then he'll be like, well, geez, I shouldn't have made that joke. But although,
you know. Soul Brother's hilarious. He died for the comedy.
Oh, man.
Whew. Heavy first segment.
Yeah, man. I wish I didn't hang up on that lady who called because she was the lightest call.
She
of the
was.
40
she
minutes.
Was awesome.
We set the tone. This is all on us.
Call of the day.
Yep.
We need another duck immediately.
go in the parking lot, look for a duck, a goose, any type of waterfowl, for Christ's sake.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.